Dream deferred. My dream was deferred for quite a while, but it had a happy ending. And I had heard that divorced people weren't supposed to marry. And but without my knowing about it, I was working at the prison, and an officer there knew me by sight and knew I was a Christian, but we had never talked. And then for 2 months in a row, he thought, "Honey Moy, Richard French. Honey Moy, Richard French." And these two names were linked in his head for 2 months, but he didn't do anything about it. Because this man, Richard, he hadn't seen in 3 years. He hardly knew. And this man lived in Arizona. And he didn't know me, so he didn't do anything. So after a while, my job assignment was changed, where I worked with Steve, the officer, for an hour and a half every day. So we became good, close friends right away. Then he said, "Are you ever going to get married again?" And I told him about how I prayed and I surrendered my whole heart. And I told God, you know, "If it's your will not for me to ever marry again, maybe I'm too willful and stubborn and I'll be happier single. I'll stay single my whole life," and cried. Then I felt peace. Then the thought came, "Maybe you're supposed to go back to your former husband." Oh, no. And I cried some more. I said, "Well, God, your love, you'll change Dave and you'll change me and we'll be right and good for each other. So I'll go back to him if that's your will." So I went back to Sacramento and I tried to tell him about God in my life again, and he wasn't interested. So I felt the release. And then there's a scripture, "God is at work within you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." So I got this prayer on my heart and I said, "God, you know the beginning from the end and you know everybody. And I've been in and out of love, really in and out of lust all these years. And I don't know what love is. And you know the exact right one for me. So God, would you bring the man into my life in such an unusual way? I know it's you." So then I forgot about the prayer, and I told Steve this. And he said, "Well, would you like to hear how I met my wife?" I said, "Yes, I love love stories." Well, Steve was going to Las Vegas with a friend, and they were going to spend one night token visit at the friend's mother's house and then continue on to Las Vegas. There, he met the friend's sister, Mary, and fell in love with her instantly. So he ruined the friend's vacation by staying the whole week in Tiki-Taki Tacna, population 212, and he used the only car to court Mary. So the whole week he courted Mary while the friend was stuck and hated Steve after that. So at the end of the week, Steve proposed to Mary, and she said yes. And then both their pastors discouraged them from getting married because they're both divorced. So he came back to Santa Maria, and then she said, "I'm going to see the pastor in the next town." And without them knowing about it, this pastor had a vision, and he saw the two of them standing there. And the Lord told this pastor, Steve's wife was in witchcraft and drugs, so I allowed him to divorce. And Mary's husband was a drunkard and didn't support the kids and was abusive, so I allowed her to divorce, and I want you to marry them. And at that time, Richard was Assembly of God, and they didn't believe in divorced people marrying. But he said, "God's my boss, not any denomination, so I'll marry them." And then Arizona is so hot in Yuma that weekdays he just wore shirts and slacks. And he heard the Lord say in his heart, "Put on a suit today. Steve and Mary are coming, and they're expecting you to look like a preacher." So he put on his suit, was in the office, didn't hear a sound, and the Lord said, "Open the door, they're here." And he opened the door, and there they were, 10 feet away, the same brown suit and green dress. And he says, "How do you do, Arthur? I've been expecting you." Steve's mouth dropped open. And Mary said, "He's Steve, he's Steve." And he says, "How do you do, Arthur?" And he kept calling him Arthur. And Mary was upset. Like, "What's the matter with you? He's Steve." And then Steve was all pale and shaky. And he said, "Mary, my name is Arthur Stephen Brown." Not his real name. And he said, "And I don't know how this man knows I'm Arthur, because I hate the name Arthur and never use it." So Richard explained, and they had been praying for a sign from God, and this was their sign. So Steve tells me about this man. And he says, "Maybe you're supposed to meet him." And he told me more about Richard, that he had received two nights in a row, an angel poured a torrent of Spanish into his heart, and he instantly knew Spanish. And he said, "God, it's in here. How do I get it to my mind?" And the Lord said, "Use the gift of prophecy," which he later used. And so he told me about this amazing man. And I said, "Well, you can give him my address and we could write." And I thought we'd write for years and years and years. And the very first letter from Richard said, "I'm coming to San Luis Obispo in 1 month, and I want to meet you." And that was scary. I start exercising. I wanted to be the same weight I was when I married at 20, and I was 6 pounds over. And then and I was so scared, and I said, "God, this is terrifying. I want to meet him, be attracted, fall in love like all the other times." And he said, it was almost like I heard him chuckle. He says, "You asked for something unusual." And so it was a really scary month. I couldn't think about anything else except this man. And I learned he was an electronics expert. He worked for McDonnell Douglas, and he worked on the lunar excursion module and going to the moon. And they didn't win the contract, but they worked on it, and he worked with Vernon von Braun. And so he sounded like such a fascinating man. And what I didn't know, Richard was working one day, and he heard the Lord say, no, he was pounding the table. And he says, "God, you know the beginning from the end. You told me little bits and pieces about her. Like he knew she had a boy and girl. He knew they were older than he thought." And so he thought, and then one day he said, "You know her name. At least tell me her name." And he heard, "Her name is Honey." And he said, "Oh, darling sugar plum honey." He thought it was an attribute. Later, you know, she's sweet. Later he wished it was an attribute. But anyway, a little while later, the Lord said, "Do you want to know her whole name?" And he says, "Yes." And the Lord said, "Her name is Honey Moy." And so he went around asking everybody, "Do you know a Honey Moy?" And they all knew that God moved amazingly in his life. And they said, "She's the one you're going to marry, isn't she?" And God gave him a vision of my car. And just amazing, intricate details of the romance that I'm leaving out. But when he did come, and the third day I prayed, and I knew this was a man I was to marry. And at first I wasn't attracted to him. And then after I surrendered my heart crying, the next day I noticed his dimples. And he had this terrible hairstyle. And it took 3 months for him to change the hairstyle. And that totally changed his appearance. Took 10 years off his looks. And so I fell in love with his first spiritually, second emotionally, and last physically. And we were married 18 years before he died.